HLM Hall of Fame. Our first inductee, Monica Fletcher OBE, Fellow of the ERS, Queen's Nurses Institute Fellow, MSc, BSc, Hons, PGCE, Honorary Research Fellow, Nuffield Department of Primary Care, Oxford University and Honorary Fellow, The Usher Institute, University of Edinburgh. Little could I have ever imagined as a young girl growing up in Brighton, that my decision to become a nurse would transform my life, where it would take me and what an influence I would have on the lives of so many. I have spent my career working in a range of organizations, healthcare settings and indeed countries. Throughout, I remain driven by one fundamental desire, to make a difference. I was certainly not born into an academic family, far from it, but my desire to know and understand the why in life, the so-called inquisitive mind, has been a major part of my success. I've been never happy to just take things purely on face value or to accept the status quo. Good enough is never enough as far as my own personal performance. I recognize now that I was probably a challenging student nurse. I trained before nursing became a graduate profession. I studied to become as a state registered nurse and I can say now we were taught by rote, learn the facts and you will pass the exams in the end. However, I always wanted to know more, and constantly ask why, only to be told by my seniors at the time because, that's the way we do it. Frustrated by that, I went on a voyage of discovery and took steps to advance my education, initially taking 4 years, whilst working full-time to gain a nursing degree and then onto a master's. I went on every course I could get my hands on and eventually started teaching on most of them. I liken myself to Rita, in the film, Educating Rita. Education and knowledge transformed my whole world. I started to write articles, book chapters and eventually a book of my own, The Handbook of Practice Nursing. Not bad for a girl that once got 3/20ths for her spelling exam in junior school. Now this book was by no means an exciting worldwide blockbuster. However, it was one that I know influenced and helped so many nurses embarking on a new career in general practice at the time. Funnily enough, I also learned many GPs used it as a key point of reference. My personal educational experience inspired me to help others to learn, because knowledge can truly empower people to greater things in life, to do and achieve things they never felt possible. As chief executive of Education for Health, for 17 years, I witnessed mature nurses, with similar backgrounds to me, study and achieve degrees, frequently whilst juggling demanding clinical roles and family commitments. They too were often the first in their families to graduate. The pride on their and their families' faces when they popped on a mortarboard and gown, also gave me a huge sense of pride. Those graduation days were the happiest days of my career. As the founder of an international project, Better Breathing Bangladesh, we transformed the lives of thousands of people. A small team of fantastic, dedicated UK nurse and GP respiratory trainers and I gifted our time and experience to visit Bangladesh on numerous occasions to educate hundreds of HCPs, who were from some of the most rudimentary rural and urban health clinics. Additionally, we trained trainers and donated equipment and materials to build a sustainable legacy. We effectively taught them how to fish. Some of those Bangladeshi doctors, who I first met 15 to 20 years ago, have subsequently come to the UK to study, gained their doctorates and returned back to continue the process. They all remain friends for life. In 2014, I was honored with an OBE for my services to nursing and nurse education. Sadly, this was about a year after my mum died. Joyce never understood my work or any of my educational achievements. So much so, when I was awarded my first degree, and I proudly told her that I got a BSc First Class Honours, her response was, "Why didn't you get an ASC?" But I know she would have been so proud of me going to Buckingham Palace and meeting our future king. In recent years I have broadened my experience and interests towards research. I have continued to be challenging in the academic world which I now work, emphasizing that there is little point in undertaking research that does not change the way we deliver patient care and change people's lives. I am currently supporting a team of respiratory-interested clinical academics to set up a new network focused on changing policy and practice by translating and implementing evidence. We are called CARI, Center for Applied Respiratory Research, Innovation and Impact. I have spent my professional life making bold and often courageous efforts to have a positive influence on people's lives. I still have this as my raison d'etre and stimulates my passion to remain in healthcare. Last year, I was appointed as a non-executive director to NHS Sussex Integrated Care Board, and I strive to ensure patients have access to high-quality services. I hope my career exemplifies the positive and influential impact nurses can have, not only on individuals and their families, but also on populations and healthcare systems both in the UK and around the globe. What advice would I give to 15-year-old me? Have a big vision, be prepared to take risks, believe in yourself, and find a way to develop resilience. Cast the imposter fears to one side and remember life is never a straightforward journey. Tell yourself that, if ya get knocked down, to get up again.